Papers Read on AI with Rob, keeping you up to date with the latest research. This reading is brought to you by Mars Race, Stake a Claim on the Red Planet, available on Android and iOS.
Gaussian Head Avatar, Ultra-High Fidelity Head Avatar via Dynamic Gaussians. Authored 2023 by Yuleng Xu, Benwen Chen, Jay Li, Hengwen Zhang, Li Junwang, Zirong Zheng, Yeben Lu. Yuleng Xu 1, Benwen Chen 1, Jay Li 1, Hengwen Zhang 2, Li Junwang 1, Zirong Zheng 3, Yeben Lu 1. 1 Department of Automation, Tsinghua University 2, Beijing Normal University 3, Ningcosmos Technology. Abstract: creating high-fidelity 3D head avatars has always been a research hotspot, but there remains a great challenge under lightweight sparse view setups. In this paper, we propose Gaussian head avatar represented by controllable 3D Gaussians for high-fidelity head avatar modeling. We optimize the neutral 3D Gaussians and a fully learned MLPBASED deformation field to capture complex expressions. The two parts benefit each other, thereby our method can model fine-grained dynamic details while ensuring expression accuracy. Furthermore, we devise a well-designed geometry-guided initialization strategy based on implicit SDF and deep marching tetrahedra for the stability and convergence of the training procedure. Experiments show our approach outperforms other state-of-the-art sparse view methods, achieving ultra-high fidelity rendering quality at 2K resolution even under exaggerated expressions. Project page: https://skeptical-smiley-face-yulangs. GitHub IO, Gaussian Head Avatar. 1. Introduction. High-fidelity 3D human head avatar modeling is of great significance in many fields, such as VR, AR, telepresence, digital human and film production. Automatically creating high-fidelity avatars has been a research hotspot in computer vision for decades. Although some traditional head avatars, reference 37, 39, 41, 54, can realize high-fidelity animation, they typically require accurate geometries reconstructed and tracked from dense multi-view videos, thus limiting their applications in lightweight settings. Thanks to the neural radiance fields, NeRF, reference 43, which show great capability of novel view synthesis in the absence of accurate geometry, recent methods, reference 38, 57, skip the geometry reconstruction and tracking steps but directly learn high-quality NeRF-based head avatars. Other works, reference 42, 48, 71, have verified that NeRF can be applied to either dense or sparse views, which greatly lowers the threshold for head avatar reconstruction. However, it still remains challenging for these NeRF-based approaches too. Synthesize high-fidelity images at 2K resolutions with pixel-level details, including wrinkles and eyes. To overcome this bottleneck and further improve the avatar quality, we introduce 3D Gaussian splatting, reference 26, for 3D head avatar modeling. This is an explicit discrete representation that can be well adapted to the rasterization-based rendering pipeline. It has been verified that the 3D Gaussian representation is capable of rendering complex scenes with low computational consumption. Compared to NeRF, the reconstruction quality of static and dynamic scenes, reference 40, 59, 67, is much better while rendering time cost has been significantly reduced. Motivated by this progress, we propose Gaussian Head Avatar, a novel representation that utilizes 3D Gaussian splatting for ultra-high fidelity head avatar modeling. Although recent 4D Gaussian works, reference 40, 59, 66, 67, have been proposed to reconstruct dynamic scenes, all of them cannot be animated. For modeling the animatable head avatar, it is crucial but still unexplored how to effectively control the deformation of 3D Gaussians and model the dynamic appearances through expression coefficients. Previous explicit, reference 74, and implicit, reference 2, 73, 76, head avatars usually formulate the facial deformation via linear blend skinning, LBS, using the skinning weights and blend shapes like the flame model, reference 32. However, such an LBS-based formulation fails to represent exaggerated and fine-grained expressions by simple linear operations, limiting the representation ability of the head avatars. Inspired by NeRSemble, reference 28, we propose a fully learnable expression condition deformation field for the 3D head Gaussians, avoiding the limited capability of the LBS-based formulation. Specifically, we input the positions of the 3D Gaussians with expression coefficients into an MLP to directly predict the displacements from the neutral expression to the target one. Similarly, we control the motion of non-face areas, such as the neck, using the head pose as the condition. 3D Gaussian-based representation has the powerful ability to reconstruct high-frequency details, enabling our method to learn accurate deformation fields. In turn, the learned accurate deformation field facilitates the dynamic Gaussian head model to fit more dynamic details. As a result, our method is able to reconstruct finer-grained dynamic details of expressive human heads. Unfortunately, as a discretized representation, the gradients backpropagated to the 3D Gaussians cannot spread through the whole space. Thus, the convergence of training heavily relies on a plausible initialization for both the geometry and the deformation field. However, simply initializing the 3D head Gaussians with a morphable template like Flame, reference 32, fails to model the long hairstyle and the shoulders. Hence, we further propose an efficient and well-designed geometry-guided initialization strategy. Specifically, instead of starting from stochastic Gaussians or a Flame model, we initially optimize an implicit sine distance function, SDF, field along with a color field and a deformation MLP for modeling the basic geometry, color, and the expression condition deformations of the head avatar respectively. The SDF field is converted to a mesh through deep marching tetrahedra, DMTET, reference 52, with the color and deformation of the vertices predicted by the MLPs. Then we render the mesh and optimize them jointly under the supervision of multi-view RGB images. Finally, we use the mesh with per-vertex features from the SDF field to initialize the 3D Gaussians to lie on the basic head surface while the color and deformation MLPs are carried over to the next stage, ensuring stable training for convergence. The entire initialization process takes only around 10 minutes. The contributions of our method can be summarized as: we propose Gaussian head avatar, a new head avatar representation that employs controllable dynamic 3D Gaussians to model expressive human head avatars, producing ultra-high-fidelity synthesized images at 2K resolutions. For modeling high-frequency dynamic details, we employ a fully learned deformation field upon the 3D head Gaussians, which accurately model extremely complex and exaggerated facial expressions. We carefully design an efficient initialization strategy that leverages implicit representations to initialize the geometry and deformation, leading to efficient and robust convergence when training the Gaussian head avatar. Benefiting from these contributions, our method surpasses recent state-of-the-art methods under lightweight sparse view setups on the avatar quality by a large margin. 2. Related works 32, 46, 56, 60 are dedicated to learning general mesh face templates from large-scale multi-view face images or 3D scans. Recently, implicit SDF-based, reference 68, or NeurF-based, reference 14, 23, 53, 55, 75, methods can learn full head templates without the limitations of fixed topology, thereby better modeling complex hairstyles and glasses. Cao et al., reference 14, adopts a hybrid representation of local NeurF built on the mesh surface, which enables high-fidelity rendering and flexible expression control. 3D head avatars reconstruction from monocular videos is also a popular yet challenging research topic. Early methods, reference 12, 13, 15, 24, 25, 45, optimize a morphable mesh to fit the training video. Recent methods, reference 20, 27, leverage neural networks to learn non-rigid deformation upon 3DMM face templates, reference 18, 32, thus can recover more dynamic details. Such methods are not flexible enough to handle complex topologies. Therefore, the latest methods explore to construct head avatar models based on implicit SDF, reference 73, point clouds, reference 74, or NeurF, reference 2, 3, 16, 17, 21, 36, 47, 63, 64, 76. Point-based rendering. Point elements as a discrete and unstructured representation can fit geometry with arbitrary topology, reference 69, efficiently. Recent methods, reference 29, 30, 58, open up a differentiable rasterization pipeline, such that the point-based representation is widely used in multi-view reconstruction tasks. Aliyev et al., reference 1, and Ruckert et al., reference 49, propose to first render the feature map, which is transferred to the images through a convolutional renderer. Xu et al., reference 62, use neural point cloud associated with neural features to model a NeurF. Recently, 3D Gaussian splatting, reference 26, shows its superior performance, beating NeurF in both novel view synthesis quality and rendering speed. Some approaches, reference 34, 40, 50, 59, 66, 67, 72, 72, extend Gaussian representation to dynamic scene reconstruction. However, these methods cannot be migrated to the head avatar reconstruction tasks. 3. Overview. The pipeline of the reconstruction of Gaussian head avatar is illustrated in Fig. 2, including the initialization stage and the training stage of Gaussian head avatar. Before the beginning of the pipeline, we remove the background, reference 35, of each image and jointly estimate the 3DMM model, reference 18, 3D facial landmarks and the expression coefficients for each frame. In the initialization stage, Sec. 4.3, we reconstruct an SDF-based neutral geometry and optimize a deformation MLP and a color MLP from the training data as the guidance model. Next, we extract the neutral mesh through DMTET to initialize the neutral Gaussians while the deformation and color MLPs are also inherited from the initialization stage. In the training stage of Gaussian head avatar, Sec. 4.2, we deform the neutral Gaussians to the target expression through the dynamic generator given the driving expression coefficients as the condition. Finally, given a camera view, the expressive Gaussians are rendered to a feature map, which is then fed into the convolutional super-resolution network to generate high-resolution avatar images. The whole model is optimized under the supervision of multi-view RGB videos. 4. Method 4.1. Avatar representation. Generally, the static 3D Gaussians, reference 26, with endpoints are represented by their positions X, the multi-channel color C, the rotation Q, scale S, and opacity A. The rotation Q is represented in the form of quaternion. Subsequently, the Gaussians can be rasterized and rendered to the multi-channel image I given the camera parameters micro. This process can be formulated as I equals R, X, C, Q, S, A, micro, 1. Our task is to reconstruct a dynamic head avatar controlled by expression coefficients. Therefore, we formulate the head avatar as dynamic 3D Gaussians conditioned on expressions. To handle the dynamic changes, we input the expression coefficients with head pose to the head avatar model and output the position and other attributes of the Gaussians as above. Specifically, we first construct a canonical neutral Gaussian model with expression-independent attributes, XO, FO, QO, SO, AO, which are fully optimizable. X0 element of Rn times 3 denotes the positions of the Gaussians with a neutral expression in the canonical space. F0 element of Rn times 128 denotes the point-wise feature vectors as their intrinsic properties. Q0 element of Rn times 4, SO element of Rn times 3 and A0 element of Rn times 1 denotes the neutral rotation, scale and opacity respectively. Note that we do not define the neutral color, but directly predict expression-dependent dynamic color from the point-wise feature vectors F0. Then, we construct an MLP-based expression conditioned dynamic generator phi to generate all the extra dynamic changes to the neutral model. Overall, the whole Gaussian head avatar can be formulated as x, c, q, s, a equals phi, xo, fo, qo, so, ao, theta, beta, 2, with theta denoting expression coefficients and beta denoting the head pose. During the training, we optimize all the parameters of the dynamic generator phi and the neutral Gaussian model, XO, FO, QO, SO, AO, which are highlighted in bold in the following. Next, we explain the process of adding expression-related changes to the neutral Gaussian model through the dynamic generator phi as described in EQN 2 in detail. Positions X of the Gaussians. Expressions bring about the geometric deformation of the neutral model, which is modeled as the displacements of the Gaussian points. Specifically, we predict the displacements respectively controlled by the expression and the head pose in the canonical space through two different MLPs, F express def element of phi and F pose def element of phi. Then, we add them to the neutral positions. Lambda express and lambda pose represent the extent to which the points are affected by the expression or the head pose respectively. Without decoupling but just using the expression coefficients as the global condition, reference 16, which also controls the shoulders and upper body, will produce jittering results during the animation. Here, we assume that the Gaussian points closer to 3D landmarks are more affected by the expression coefficients and less affected by the head pose, while the opposite is true for the Gaussian points far away. Specifically, the 3D landmarks P0 of the canonical model are first estimated through the 3DMM model in the data preprocessing and then optimized in the initialization stage 4.3. Then for each Gaussian point, we calculate the above weight lambda express and lambda pose as follows. With lambda pose, x equals 1 minus lambda express, x. And x element of x0 denotes the position of one neutral Gaussian. Dist, x, po, denotes the minimum distance from the point x to the 3D landmarks po. T1 equals 0, 15 and T2 equals 0, 25 are predefined hyperparameters when the length of the head is set to approximately 1. Color C, of the Gaussians. Modeling the dynamic details typically requires dynamic color that changes with expressions. As we do not predefine the neutral value in EQN, 2, the color are directly predict by two color MLPs, F express call element of phi and F pose call element of phi. C equals lambda express, XO, F express call, FO, theta, plus lambda pose, XO, F pose call, FO, beta, 4. Finally, we apply rigid rotations and translations T to the Gaussians, transforming them from the canonical space to the world space. Note, the transformation is only implemented for directional variables X, Q, while the multi-channel color, the scale and the opacity, C, S, A, are not directional, thus remain unchanged. During training, we jointly optimize all the learnable parameters mentioned above in bold, including the neutral Gaussians, XO, FO, QO, SO, AO. The dynamic generator, F express call, F pose call, F express def, F pose def, F express at, F pose at. And the super resolution network psi. For the loss function, we only use the foreground RGB images IGT as supervision to construct an L1 loss and a VGG perceptual loss, reference 70, between the generated images IR and the ground truth IGT. Besides, we encourage the first three channels of the 32-channel feature image IC to be RGB channels, which is ensured by AL1 loss term. The total loss is L equals IR minus IGT, 1 plus lambda VGG VGG, IR, IGT, plus lambda LR, ILR minus IGT, 1, 8, with ILR denoting the first three channels of the 32-channel image IC. We set the weights lambda VGG equals 0, 1 and lambda LR equals 1, 4.3, geometry-guided initialization. Unlike neural networks, the Gaussians act as an unordered and unstructured representation. Random initialization leads to failure to converge, while naively using the flame model to initialize will significantly reduce the reconstruction quality. In this section, we describe in detail how to optimize a mesh guidance model to provide reliable initialization for the Gaussians in SEC. 4.1. Mesh guidance model. Specifically, we first construct a MLP-FSDF to represent a signed distance field. In addition, this network will also output the corresponding feature vector of each point, which is used for predicting the point color. It can be formulated as S, eta equals FSDF, X, 9, union metrics. Note that only the first three channels R, G, B of the 32-channel image I are supervised by the ground truth RGB images. We also use the estimated 3D facial landmarks PGT as described in SEC 3 to provide rough guidance for the expression deformation MLP. Specifically, we input the neutral 3D landmarks P0 into the expression deformation MLP to predict the expression conditioned landmarks P. P equals PO plus F express def, PO, theta, 12. Then we construct the loss function with 3D facial landmarks PGT as the supervision. L equals LRGB plus lambda sil L sil plus lambda def L def plus lambda of F set L of F set plus lambda let me know L let me know plus lambda lap L lap, 14. With lambda denoting the weights of each term, which are set as follows. Lambda sil equals 0. 1. Lambda def equals 1. Lambda of f set equals 0. 01. Lambda let me know equals 0. 1 and lambda lap equals 100. We jointly optimize the MLPs mentioned above with the neutral 3D landmarks P0 jointly until all MLPs are converged. Parameters transfer. Finally, we use the roughly trained mesh guidance model to initialize the Gaussian model. Specifically, we extract the neutral mesh with vertices x and per vertex features f through dmtet, and directly assign their values to the neutral positions x0 equals x and the per vertex feature vectors f0 equals f of the neutral Gaussians respectively. Then, we retain all the four optimized MLPs, f express call, f express def, f pose def, for the Gaussian model. For the other neutral attributes, rotation, scale, and opacity, we adopt the original initialization strategy in Gaussian splatting, reference 26. And the parameters of the two attribute MLPs, fexpress at, fpose at, and the super resolution network psi are just randomly initialized. 5. Experiments 5.1, implementation details. In the experiment, we use 12 sets of data, 10 of which are from NERSEMBL, reference 28, and the other two are multi-view video data from HAvatar, reference 71. For the 10 identities from NERSEMBL, each set contains 2,500 to 3,000 frames, 16. For data pre-processing, we first remove the background, reference 35, and extract 68 2D facial landmarks, reference 10, for all the images. Then, for each frame, we use multi-view images to estimate the corresponding 3D landmarks, expression coefficients and head pose by fitting the Basel face model, BFM, reference 18, to the extracted 2D landmarks. Note that we define the 3D landmarks as the usual 68 landmarks with vertices indexed as multiples of 100 in the BFM vertices. 5.2. Results and comparisons. Self-reenactment. In this section, we first compare our method with existing SOTA methods in qualitative experiments on self-reenactment task. Specifically, NERFACE, reference 16, uses a deep MLP to fit an expression conditioned dynamic NERF. The current SOTA method HAvatar, reference 71, introduces 3DMM template prior and uses a deep convolutional net next. We conduct a quantitative evaluation for the four methods on 5 identities and 6 cameras using the evaluation split. The evaluation metrics include peak signal to noise ratio, PSNR, structure similarity index, SSIM, learned perceptual image patch similarity, LPIPS, reference 70, and Fréchet inception distance, FID, reference 22. Note, we calculate FID by comparing the distribution of all the training images and all the rendered images. As the task mainly focuses on the reconstruction of the head, we use face parsing 1 to remove the body parts in the image to eliminate their impact in the experiment. As shown in tab 1, our method demonstrates a slight improvement in PSNR and SSIM compared with previous methods and a significant improvement in LPIPS and FID, which means that our method can generate more high-frequency details. Cross-identity reenactment. We also qualitatively compare our method with the above SOTA methods on cross-identity reenactment task. As shown in the results, our method is able to synthesize higher fidelity images with more accurate expression transfer and richer emotions. Novel view synthesis. In this section, we show the results of novel view synthesis as shown in Fig. 5 shown. In this case, we use video data from 8 views for training and render the image at a new viewpoint. Next, we quantitatively evaluate the 3D consistency of our method and compare it with other SOTA methods mentioned above. Specifically, we select the 5 identities as above and use the video data from 8 cameras for training while the other 8 holdout cameras for evaluation. The evaluation metrics include PSNR, SSIM and LPIPS, 512 resolution. The results are shown in tab 2. Our method outperforms other methods in 3D consistency. 5.3. Ablation study. Ablation on initialization strategies. In order to verify the effectiveness of our geometry-guided initialization strategy 4.3, we compare it with the strategy to use the flame model for initialization, flame init. Specifically, after fitting a flame model through multi-view data, we first subdivide the flame mesh 4 times and use the neutral vertices as the positions of the neutral Gaussians. Then, the expression deformation MLP is optimized to learn the displacement of flame vertices. We set the pervertex feature to zeros, while randomly initialize the parameters of the expression color MLP. The initialization of other variables is the same as our strategy. Qualitative results are shown in the Fig. 6. Due to the lack of initialization for the hair and shoulders in flame init, the points to model these parts are offset from nearby vertices, which leads to sparseness of the Gaussians, resulting in blurring. Ablation on deformation modeling approaches. We compare our fully learned deformation field with the previous mesh-based deformation, mesh deform. Specifically, we migrate the method in Insta, reference 76, for controlling the NERF deformation to our Gaussians. First, we fit a 3DMM mesh template. Then, for each Gaussian point, find the closest face on the mesh, and calculate the deformation gradient to estimate the displacement. Qualitative results are shown in the Fig. 7. For some expressions that cannot be captured well by the 3DMM mesh template, our method can learn accurate deformation, thereby achieving the modeling of complex expressions. Quantitative results are shown in the fig. 3. Our method outperforms both the two ablation baselines on PSNR, SSIM and LPIPS metrics. 6. Discussion and conclusion, ethical considerations. Our method is capable of creating artificial portrait videos, which have the potential to disseminate misinformation, influence public perceptions, and erode confidence in media sources. Limitation, for the tongue and teeth inside the mouth are long hair, blurring is sometimes produced in our method due to the lack of tracking methods. Conclusion, in this paper, we propose Gaussian head avatar, a novel representation for head avatar reconstruction, which leverages dynamic 3D Gaussians controlled by a fully learned expression deformation. Experiments demonstrate our method can synthesize ultra-high fidelity images while modeling exaggerated expressions. In addition, we propose a well-designed minute-level initialization strategy to ensure the training convergence. We believe our Gaussian head avatar will become the mainstream direction for head avatar reconstruction in the future. Acknowledgement: this paper is supported by National Key R&D Program of China, 2022 YFFO902200, the NSFC Project No. 62125107, the Beijing Municipal Science and Technology Z23110005923030. References. Reference 1. Kara Ali Aliyev, Artem Sevastopolsky, Maria Kolos, Dmitry Ulyanov, and Viktor Lempitsky. Neural Point Based Graphics, in European Conference on Computer Vision, pages 696-712, 2020. 3. Reference 2. Sharuk Ather, Zhexiang Xu, Kalyan Sunkavali, Eli Shekman, and Jixin Xu. Rignerf. Fully Controllable Neural 3D Portraits. In Proceedings of the IEEE CVF Conference on Computer Vision and Pattern Recognition, CVPR, 2022. 2. 3. Reference 3. Sharuk Ather, Jixin Xu, and Dimitris Samaras. Flaming Nerf. Neural Control of Radiance Fields for Free View Face Animation. In IEEE 17th International Conference on Automatic Face and Gesture Recognition, FG. Pages 1-8, 2023. 3. Reference 4. Tabo Bieler, Bernd Bickel, Paul Beardsley, Bob Sumner, and Marcus Gross. High Quality Single Shot Capture of Facial Geometry. ACM Trans. Graph, 29, 4, 2010. 2. Reference 5. Sai Bai, Stephen Lombardi, Shunsuke Saito, Tomas Simon, Shi En Wei, Kevin McPhail, Ravi Ramamurthy, Yasser Sheikh, and Jason Saraga. Deep Relatable Appearance Models for Animatable Faces. ACM Trans. Graph, 40, 4, 2021. 2. Reference 6. V. Blands and T. Vetter. A Morphable Model for the Synthesis of 3D Faces. In 26th Annual Conference on Computer Graphics and Interactive Techniques, SIGGRAPH 1999, pages 187-194. ACM Press, 1999. 2. Reference 7. Timo Balkert, Tianye Li, and Michael J. Black. Instant Multi-View Head Capture Through Learnable Registration. In Conference on Computer Vision and Pattern Recognition, CVPR, pages 768-779, 2023. 2. Reference 8. Derek Bradley, Wolfgang Heydrich, Tiberiu Popa, and Ala Scheffer. High Resolution Passive Facial Performance Capture. 29, 4, 2010. 2. Reference 9. Alan Brunton, Timo Balkert, and Stephanie Wehr. Multilinear Wavelets, a Statistical Shape Space for Human Faces. In Proceedings of the European Conference on Computer Vision, ECCV, 2014. 2. Reference 10. Adrian Bulat and Georgios Simaropoulos. How far are we from solving the 2D and 3D face alignment problem? And a dataset of 230,000 3D facial landmarks. In International Conference on Computer Vision, 2017. 6. Reference 11. Chen Cao, Yanlin Wang, Shun Zhou, Wai Tong, and Kun Zhou. Face Warehouse. A 3D facial expression database for visual computing. In IEEE Transactions on Visualization and Computer Graphics, pages 413-425, 2014. 2. Reference 12. Chen Cao, Derek Bradley, Kun Zhou, and Tabo Bieler. Real-time high-fidelity facial performance capture. ACM Trans. Graph, 34, 4, 2015. 3. Reference 13. Chen Cao, Hongzi Wu, Yanlin Wang, Tianjia Shao, and Kun Zhou. Real-time facial animation with image-based dynamic avatars. ACM Trans. Graph, 35, 4, 2016. 3, Reference 14. Chen Cao, Tomas Simon, Jin Kyu Kim, Gabe Schwartz, Michael Zollhofer, Shun Suk Saito, Stephen Lombardi, Xian Wei, Danielle Belko, Shou Aiyu, Yasser Sheikh, and Jason Saraga. Authentic Volumetric Avatars from a Phone Scan. ACM Trans. Graph, 41, 4, 2022. 3, Reference 15. Yu Deng, Zhao Longyang, Sicheng Xu, Dong Chen, Yunde Jia, and Xin Tong. Accurate 3D face reconstruction with weekly supervised learning, from single image to image set. In proceedings of the IEEE CVF Conference on Computer Vision and Pattern Recognition, CVPR, Workshops, 2019. 3, Reference 16, Guy Gaffney, Justice Tees, Michael Zollhofer, and Matthias Niesner. Dynamic Neural Radiance Fields for Monocular 4D Facial Avatar Reconstruction. In proceedings of the IEEE CVF Conference on Computer Vision and Pattern Recognition, CVPR, pages 8645, 8654, 2021. 3, 4, 6, 7, Reference 17, Zhang Gao, Chenglai Zhang, Jun Shang, Yang Hong, Yudong Guo, and Zhuyang Zhang. Reconstructing Personalized Semantic Facial Nerve Models from Monocular Video. ACM Transactions on Graphics, Proceedings of SIGGRAPH Asia, 41, 6, 2022. 3, 6, 7, Reference 18, Thomas Gehrig, Andreas Forster, Clemens Blumer, Bernhard Egger, Marcel L. Diaresis Uthi, Sandro S.C.H. Diaresis Onborn, and Thomas Vetter. Morphable Face Models and Open Framework, pages 75-82, 2017. 3, 6, Reference 19, Abhijit Ghosh, Graham Fife, Borum Tunwatanapong, Jay Bush, Zooming Yu, and Paul Debevec. Multiview Face Capture Using Polarized Spherical Gradient Illumination, ACM Trans, Graph, 36, 1-10, 2011. 2, Reference 20, Philip William Grassel, Malte Prinzler, Titus Leisner, Karsten Rother, Matthias Niesner, and Justice Tees. Neural Head Avatars from Monocular RGB Videos. In proceedings of the IEEE CVF Conference on Computer Vision and Pattern Recognition, CVPR, pages 18632-18643, 2022. 3, Reference 21. Yudong Guo, Qiyu Chen, Sen Liang, Yang Jin Lu, Hujun Bao, and Zhuyang Zhang. AdNerf. Audio-driven neural radiance fields for talking head synthesis. In proceedings of the IEEE CVF International Conference on Computer Vision, ICCV, pages 5764-5774, 2021. 3, Reference 22. Martin Husel, Hubert Ramsauer, Thomas Unterthiner, Bernhard Nessler, and Sepp Hochreiter. GANs trained by a two-time scale update rule converge to a local Nash equilibrium. In Neural Information Processing Systems, 2017. 6, Reference 23. Yang Hong, Bo Peng, Haiyao Xiao, Liging Liu, and Zhuyang Zhang. HeadNerf. A real-time nerf-based parametric head model. In proceedings of the IEEE CVF Conference on Computer Vision and Pattern Recognition, CVPR, pages 20374-20384, 2022. 3, Reference 24. Li Wenhu, Shunsuke Saito, Ling Yuei, Koki Nagano, Jay Wu Seo, Jens Fersend, Iman Sadagi, Kerry Sun, Yen Chun Chen, and Hao Li. Avatar digitization from a single image for real-time rendering. ACM Trans. Graph, 36, 6, 2017. 3, Reference 25. Alexandru Eugen Eachem, Sofian Bouazizi, and Mark Polly. Dynamic 3D avatar creation from handheld video input. ACM Trans. Graph, 34, 4, 2015. 3, Reference 26. Bernhard Kerbel, Georgios Kapanas, Thomas Limke Diaresis Uller, and George Dredakis. 3D Gaussian splatting for real-time radiance field rendering. ACM Transactions on Graphics, 42, 4, 2023. 2, 3, 5, Reference 27, Teres Kokolin, Vanessa Sklyarova, Viktor Lempitsky, and Igor Zakharov. Realistic one-shot mesh-based head avatars. In proceedings of the European Conference on Computer Vision, ECCV, 2022. 3.
Thanks for listening to this reading. For the entire paper and more, check out our homepage, papersread.ai.